Kind of told you everything you needed to know. And for anybody who's wondering, Bakhtiari was released on a failed physical designation, which means that knee, which we know he had several surgeries on this past season, is probably still not 100%. Also why you haven't seen Bakhtiari interview with any other teams or get picked up by any other teams at this particular stage. The health is just not there.
Yeah, I think he is done. I think he's going to be forced into retirement because of the injury.
So, which is unfortunate.
If he chooses to come back, it'll tell me that he knows his body and he feels like he can play at a high level, because this isn't a guy who needs to hang around to play.
Right.
So it's all or nothing for him. And the damn shame of it, Maddie, is if he doesn't tear his knee up New Year's Eve, they probably win a Super Bowl. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He'll be a Packer Hall of Famer for sure. But one thing Packer fans can all agree on, David Bakhtiari was a great, great player for a long time.
Great player, great teammate.
One of the all-time greatest players in Packer history.
Yes, absolutely. And had a little bit of the swagger to go along with it. And everybody loved David Bakhtiari. He was a Wisconsin guy when he was here. You know, we'd see him at the Bucks games on the big screen, chugging the beer, getting the crowd pumped up a little bit for the Bucks. I mean, he eluded what it meant to be a Green Bay Packer as far as the entire franchise. So David Bakhtiari, obviously one of those guys you wish the best of luck to. Darnell Savage, not unexpected either. He is signed with another team, so Packers fans, you don't have to worry about him on the field anymore.
Yeah, he's a Jaguars problem now.
That's right, that's right. Max was very excited about that. He's like, good luck to you.
Nothing but the best.
That's right. Then Devondre Campbell, who, you know, basically came to the Green Bay Packers after he contemplated retiring after the Falcons run. He was released yesterday after the start of free agency. And then comes the big one.
I did want to mention with Devondre real quickly before we get to Aaron. I got to give him kudos, too, because he came in here and he played his tail off for a year and a half.
He
was really, really good.
When
he fell off and when Quay wasn't getting the coaching, Joe Barry's deal was linebackers. And they failed him, and he failed them, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the ruination of that defense. Because if you're a linebacker, it's like being a quarterback's mentor, quarterback whisperer, and your quarterback plays like crap, everything else looks good. Well, you're gone. You're not going to last long.
Yeah.
But Campbell, good for him. He made a fair chunk of change in Green Bay. And that's a guy who, when you look at the career path for him, never really had a chance to cash in. So and he's a good dude, too. So I'm happy for that.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I liked Devondre Campbell a lot. Joe Barry, by the way, is the linebacker's coach and the run game coordinator for the Dolphins now. Max, after that all came out, Max texted me and he goes like, who's gonna tell them the bad news?
Well, that's for sure. The good news is Joe Campanile came to Green Bay, the linebackers coach from Miami. So they got a guy who's a better linebackers coach than a D coordinator who's a linebacker expert.
Gone.
So
agreed.
And he's a fiery guy, if people have seen his Hard Knocks clip.
He's fun. He's a lot of fun. And then, of course, let's go to Aaron Jones. I think that was the one. Here's the thing with Aaron Jones. I know there were a lot of people completely shocked by that one. That one did not shock me at all. Because
You are in the minority.
Here's the thing with Aaron Jones. And I know that Goody had said we're going to for sure bring him back at that end of the year press conference. Here's the thing with Aaron Jones. And I don't blame either side. Business is business, right? Jones was tired of taking the hometown discount, which he had to be a Green Bay Packer. Goody saw a guy who'd been hurt three separate times last season, who's on the verge of 30 years old. And we all know, here's the thing, even if Jones goes into Minnesota and has a really great season, which we'll talk about in a second, you know, Goody is really good at making the call sooner than later, or sooner than before it's too late kind of thing, right? And I feel like that's what happened with the Jones deal. Now, Jones obviously did his first press conference with the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. He said he wasn't surprised by the Packers, and he wanted to go somewhere where he was wanted. So that kind of tells you that maybe he felt a little disrespected. I don't think that's probably the way Goody meant it at all. I think Goody was just protecting the franchise and the position, and I don't blame either side, honestly.
Well, I would say a couple of things here. I don't know. I don't believe that Brian Gutekunst thought he could get Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
And so that kind of came into play a little bit, too. So suddenly when that guy's available, and you love that guy. But the Packers, and this is where you got to love Goody and give him credit. For those that are angry with him about Aaron Jones and trying to lowball Aaron and all, Goody was right on the line with the market value. The market value for Aaron Jones, he was within a million of what they gave him, a million more, Minnesota did, than what Packers offered. but
right on the money.
Goody was right to hold the line there, and that was exactly what he. And the other thing, Aaron Jones, I thought the last time we'd see him was crying as he was carted off Lambeau Field.
Agreed.
Thank God the career didn't end here that way.
Right.
It ended, and what was great, really, that best five-game stretch of Aaron Jones' career, and I think that can cloud the thinking of some fans into that guy you got for those five games is going to be the guy you're going to get for 17 the next season.
Yeah.
That would be wishful thinking.
Yep.
What it did do is serve the purpose of reminding everybody, especially at 1265, that when you have a high-level running back, with Jordan Love and the rest of that crew on offense, and really not your greatest five up front.
Right.
You have a high-level playoff caliber Super Bowl borderline offense. And mm-hmm. I thank Aaron Jones for making darn sure that everybody knows that offense was capable of that when you got the guy. Now it'll be a different guy, but and in a different style, but it's going to work. Josh Jacobs, 20 pounds heavier, 4 years younger. I mean, it doesn't guarantee anything, but durability and stability in the backfield, I think, are two things. How can you pass up on that?
No, and you can't. And Jones is a kind of a guy like Bach. He alluded what it meant to be a Green Bay Packer. He meant a lot to the city, a lot to the organization, a lot to the fans. He will be a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer after the fire kind of dies down and the smoke is out, right? He will be a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer.
Third all-time leading rusher in franchise history, Maddie.
Right.
When they drafted Aaron Jones out of UTEP, did I think he was going to be the third all-time leading rusher in Packers history? So you lost. I mean, this would be like, I don't know, comparable to losing Willie Davis Paul Hornung in the same, however you want to look at it, in the same day. It's two of the greatest Packers ever, Jones and Bakhtiari, and they're gone.
Right.
And that part's sad. And it's talk and venom and back and forth. I wish him nothing but great games for the Vikings.
Not when they play the Packers, but, other time he can have a great game. Now, here's the reason why I thought this was not a foregone conclusion that he would be back. His age, specifically, and the injuries. Preston Smith is the oldest player on the roster right now, 31 years of age. Next up is Elgton Jenkins at 27, 28 years of age. And then you have Kenny Clark at 27, 28 years of age. Everybody else goes down from there. The average age for the Green Bay Packers right now, 24.8 years old is the average age on
that has
roster.
To be, again, they led the league last year. They may very well lead the league again this year.
Yeah. And they only have, and Kenny Clark is the only Ted Thompson draftee holdover at this point. Everybody else on that roster has been brought in by Brian Gutekunst.
And the reason for that is because Kenny Clark was 13 when they drafted him. So.
Right? How does a dude that big qualify, right?
Holy cow.
In the draft? My goodness.
He's not in punt, pass, and kick anymore. He's with the Packers.
Right, exactly. Now, you mentioned the fact that they brought in Josh Jacobs. I'm very excited about this, and there's a lot of people out there who are like, oh, he had great 2022, 2023 was awful. Did you see the Raiders play last year? Honestly, the Raiders last year were abysmal. And if you look at what he was able to do in last year, there were no holes. And he was still able to explode through in some cases and exploit the fact that that line could not block at all. They just couldn't block. It was a mess with the quarterback situation. It was a mess with Josh McDaniels until they fired him. I mean, even Davante Adams would go completely silent in a lot of the Raiders games just because of the use of personnel and them trying to figure things out. So I don't hold 2023 against him. I still think Josh Jacobs' mean or median as far as a player still goes back to 2022. And I'm actually excited to see what he's able to do with this line. We lost John Runyon, Packers fans. He is now a New York Giant, so that was another one that left during free agency. So, but I don't know. I don't have a lot of qualms. I think he's going to be okay behind the line, who's a much better blocking unit than what he had in Las Vegas.
Well, the two things with Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs is they're players who are proven high-level, high-end talent in the NFL. And they're in their prime. Xavier McKinney, you could argue, is entering his prime. Josh Jacobs is just stepping in it. But Josh Jacobs had a front row seat to dysfunction with the Raiders. And yet, I want to remind people he played more games and he rushed for more yards than Aaron Jones did last season. Mm-hmm. And I have had several friends and acquaintances griping about, boy, you really messed me up in fantasy last year, Jacobs. Oh, I'm sorry that your fantasy didn't work out, but that's why it's a fantasy. You just feel like shaking. I'm saying, what are you talking about? Because the leading rusher in the NFL the year before, and as you said, with nothing, I mean nothing going on, but Logan Reaver from 8 News Now Vegas, we had him on, he covers the Raiders for the TV station there, and he said, well, first, he loves Aaron Jones, and everybody to a reporter that we had on, four different reporters, NFL reporters, they were like, boy, coin toss, you know, Jones when he's at his best, Jacobs at his best, but they love Aaron Jones, but you know what, they all love Josh Jacobs too, and Reaver made a great point. He said last year, okay, so he had the contract issues before the season, which was unsettling for Jacobs because he is a team guy at heart.
Yep.
And then you go into the season and you've got the god-awful mess you talked about on offense that was pretty clear and evident. And yet, blitz pickup, catching it out of the backfield, availability. Logan said that this guy was consummate pro, even with the losses and the no money and everything else, which tells you, I think, more about a guy than when he's leading the league in rushing. Although that tells you a lot, too. So I think decent guy, really good guy. And the other thing, Aaron Jones, he's still a great guy. He's not dead. He'll be back in Green Bay to get fitted for the jacket. I mean, it's all good. But Josh Jacobs, embrace the guy. You're going to enjoy him. And here's the other thing. Yards after contact, 20 pounds heavier. Yeah. 4-minute offense. When you want to run it, there were times when Matt LaFleur, and we talk about it a lot, Max brought it up, right, looked like Matt LaFleur wasn't quite sure how to use Aaron Jones.
Right.
In certain situations.
Yep.
And with Josh Jacobs, there will be no question. We asked Reaver, well, what about, you know, red zone, goal line, short yardage? He said, if the Packers have the ball on the 3 and they give it to Jacobs, they're going to score 11 out of 10 times. He said 11 out of 10 times.
I totally agree. And Max was stoked when Josh Jacobs came. I mean, there was that moment in time for 30 glorious minutes when you thought you had like your little literal thunder and lightning of a team, and then it kind of fell apart in the backfield with Jones' exit. But, I mean, they signed A.J. Dillon. If you didn't hear that news, Packers fans, A.J. Dillon is coming back on board.
The mayor of Door County got reelected.
Basically for veterans minimum, and if things work out and he gets outshined by a rookie or somebody else going into camp, I mean, it doesn't cost the team basically anything to release him at that point. And so I think that was a really smart move on their part.
Oh,
right?
It was, Maddie, for a couple of... it cuts a lot of... People are... I hear people, A.J. Dillon, really, he's garbage, he's junk, please. The fact of the matter is, you've got Josh Jacobs who can bang away. You've got A.J. Dillon who knows the offense inside and out.
And he can
and
block.
Is hungry. And he can block, and he's hungry. Because he wants to get the next paycheck.
Right.
His wife is from Green Bay.
Yep.
So he is just stoked to be here. And the biggest thing, if something happens to Josh Jacobs, because I don't know if Max is on board with this or you, but undoubtedly the Packers are going to take one of those running backs in the second or third round.
They're going to need a fast, speedy, shifty guy. They've got two Thunders right now, but they need a little lightning, as everybody likes to talk. That's what Aaron Jones brought, and so they're going to have to go get one of those. And like Max said, he goes, it's a lot easier to get a lightning guy than it is to get a Thunder guy like Jacobs or A.J. Dillon.
And so we talked about with Dillon, like, is it a Thunder or a blunder? And I think it's Thunder to bring him back.
Thunder.
Because he's a buffer, too. Let's just say Jacobs gets nicked up. I don't want to make anything serious. Like for 2 weeks or whatever.
Right.
If you don't have Dillon there, now you've got a rookie thrust into play and what? And a veteran that you picked up somewhere that may not know the offense. Dillon's the buffer between Jacobs and the rookie.
Yep,
and that's
absolutely
a beautiful thing. Either or, you know. So lots of like, and I don't think Dillon actually has scratched the surface of his talent. He's a better player than what he's showing, I believe, anyway.
I truly do too. And there were times when towards the end of the year, I liked his game a lot better than I did at the beginning of last year. Towards the game, he was running with his shoulder pads down again. I mean, we saw him do a lot of upright running for a back his size. It just wasn't working. He was going down with basically a fingertips touch. by the end of the season, he was getting a little bit more into it. He was running downhill a little bit more. He was dragging guys behind him to get that first yard, you know, that like 1 yard that they needed to keep the drive alive kind of thing. So I gained a lot of respect for his game.
Then he had a broken thumb.
Right? I mean, that's the other thing, too. And here's the other thing. I mentioned that he can block. Josh Jacobs is not a blocking running back. He's never been really asked to do that as far as his game goes. He's probably going to have to learn in Green Bay, but and I think he can do it, but not really his forte going in, right? You're not going to expect a rookie to run to block like that, because that's really hard to ask a rookie to not only transition to the NFL, try to get yards, and, oh, by the way, block this big guy coming at you, right?
You know, Maddie, I did want to jump in there because I asked Logan specifically about blitz pickup. Okay. Jacobs, and he said that what really won him over with any quarterback he taught, he was tenacious. He's 6'2", 225, so I mean, he's big enough to get after it or whatever. Yeah. But when he wasn't getting the ball and they were going away from him and they couldn't run the ball and they had to throw, they said he was tenacious. Okay. He got a lot better at that part of the game, knowing, nice. Hoping he was going to be gone, hoping, knowing that skill set would come in handy. So apparently his attention to detail was on point in terms of that. So
I love it.
And he'll continue to coach the guy up too, because Ben Sermon's 9 years here now. The longest tenured assistant. He must be doing something right at the running back position,
absolutely.
Too. So excited about all of that, yep.
Now, without like kind of leaving him in the dust, because they actually signed Xavier McKinney, and I think that's getting a little overlooked by the Aaron Jones exit. But this is a big deal for the Green Bay Packers safeties. I mean, this is a big deal. If you haven't watched McKinney play, go watch some tape on him, because he is absolutely phenomenal. It's like the dude has eyes in the back of his head. I don't even know how he does half the stuff he does, but he is incredible. And you talk about an upgrade to the safety position for the Green Bay Packers, Xavier McKinney is the guy. I mean, he is exactly the type of guy that Halfley got to the podium and described when he was talking about having a safety on the field. He's the guy.
For sure. You know, and it was interesting. I don't know if you have heard Up and Adams. Kay Adams does a podcast.
Yes, yep.
And she's excellent. And she had Xavier McKinney on pre-free agency. And she said, I don't want to get in any kind of tampering here. She can ask whatever she wants. She's not the Packers. But she was, you know, she knows her stuff. Didn't want to get McKinney in trouble, basically,
right?
With a leading question, but she asked him the two questions that were great. One, Derek Ansley, the guy that recruited him to Alabama, is now in Green Bay on the staff here, so they have a great relationship. Josh Jacobs, or Xavier McKinney, I mean, and Derek Ansley, and then the other thing, she asked him, well, what makes you a great player, or what makes you different? He said, well, there are a lot of great safeties in the league, and some of these guys hit like jackhammers. Some can run like the wind and make big plays. He said, I can do it all. He said, I played in quarters coverage, I played in halves, I played single high, I blitz, love to blitz, I can get up along the line of scrimmage in the box and tackle.
Yep.
He said, I can do everything, and he wasn't being,
No, he can't. He
bragging,
can't.
He just said, I can, that's my game, and he is the tool that you want in that toolkit that you can move around. I mean, he's the queen on the chessboard. Move him around, play him anywhere. And then this vision-based defense for your listeners, so that they're kind of reminded. A lot of times, it's a no-no. Eyes in the backfield on the quarterback, great. Yeah. That's a good way to get beat. No, in the Halfley scheme, vision-based scheme where the safeties, eyes in the backfield, wherever the quarterback eventually looks, that's where he's got to throw it.
Yeah.
And they're playing off of that. Now, that's going to rely on some really strong corner coverage and all of that goes with it, but you're going to have an opportunity to make a lot of plays on the back end. That's
Agreed.
How it's designed, and McKinney's a playmaker. The one thing he said too is you got to be able to catch it when you get your hands on it. Halfley said, you know, you got to make the play, the interception, and McKinney's got all of that.
I feel like he's a guy who's going to elevate the guys around him too, right? Like, I feel like he's that kind of guy. And when they signed him, Max was super stoked, and he texted me, and he's like, he goes, and Max doesn't use this lightly. He's like, I feel like this is an up-and-coming Charles Woodson. Like, that's where Max puts him as far as his skill set now. He's like, he's not there because Charles Woodson is one of the greatest, but he's like, he continues on the same trajectory minus the injuries. He's like, he could be right there in the same talk as Charles Woodson one day. So Max was super excited about it.
He is. You know, Woodson, obviously, much faster. And again, I mean, he was an all-world athlete, Charles Woodson, and with no all due respect to McKinney. But you've got to be a really, really excellent football player.
Yes.
If you run 4.6 at the combine, and you are still drafted 36th overall, like McKinney was out of Bama, and then you play 4 years, and you're wonderful. guess what? 4.6 is plenty fast when you know what the hey you're doing.
Yeah.
4.6 is plenty fast when you're strong and when you anticipate and when you can help disguise coverages in your intentions and help your teammates, to your point about making guys around you, you know, lifting all ships to the high tide. And I think that's McKinney, because he's not a 4.4 freak.
No.
But he doesn't have to be. He's a football player.
Yep,
and that's what you want back there in that position.
Packers fans, you should be very, very excited about this. If it's gotten lost in the shuffle of the Aaron Jones stuff, ignore that, because that's done. Get excited about Xavier McKinney, because he's going to change the backfield a lot when he's out there. And then you got Jair, who's got a little bit of a swag to him, and I think Jair's swag is going to come back with a new coaching staff.
Well, they got sick and tired of hearing that same old song and dance.
Right?
Sometimes a coaching change just for a new voice, a different voice. And this case, we presume a better, more impactful voice, but I think that part, and I think Jaw's antics, if you want to call it that, near the end of the season were part and parcel because of Joe Barry's foolishness and frustration all the way around.
Very much so. He had been vocal without saying it specifically, and that's kind of
how it was. A plea for help.
It was.
When he designated himself captain, that was a plea for help.
Yes, it absolutely was, and I think Matt LaFleur handled it nicely, and I think he would have also been a fool not to actually have the conversations with him, because Jair was telling him exactly how he felt about the whole situation, and that's just how Jair is, right? He's a little vocal, but he did it the wrong way, but at the same time, I think he got his point across to everybody, because then those conversations opened up, and I think he was actually able to tell them exactly how he felt about it, not that we'll ever be privy to the inside stuff.
I was just going to say, you talk about Matt LaFleur's development as a head coach, and the CYA, however you want to call it, not making the same mistakes. Lessons learned. One, either get a players committee or whatever avenue mechanism you need to have some of your players be able to communicate during the season with you. Because that was lost on the defensive side of things. When LaFleur has to step in the way he did, that tells me that he didn't have an intimate knowledge of what was going on.
Right. Agreed.
Because he was so engrossed in his offense, which is where his head should be at. And Halfley will allow that. But I think that was a lesson learned. I think with Aaron Jones, he learned a lesson that you better have a speed guy to go with the speed guy and Dylan, or Josh Jacobs, who's a every down back, and Dylan, and then a speed guy. You got to cover yourself that way. And this is why I wouldn't rule out a high-end speed receiver somewhere in the fourth or fifth with similar dimensions to Christian Watson, not anywhere near the accolades coming out or the first or second round talk, but a 6'3", 6'4", 2 1/4 that can 4'5", blow by you, just in terms of street, because you can't. They saw again when Watson's on and defenses have to respect his speed. That backs everybody off. Everyone else gets better. So I think you're going to have that. I mean, there's just some things that he learned through hard lessons that you've got to. You think you got. The one area they got really away just with a break was the offensive line last year. Because they were one injury away from disaster up front, Maddie, as you know.
Oh, for sure.
To hold on with those five the way they didn't play that well. And now you've got a chance to draft some O-linemen. It's nice.
Yeah. Oh, no, and we're going to wrap up here in just a moment. I will say this, though, with Christian Watson, it's a big year for him, and I think all eyes are going to be on him. Fourth year of his contract, hasn't been able to stay healthy throughout the entire season. New strength and conditioning staff from top to bottom for this Green Bay Packers team. Christian Watson and Eric Stokes spending a lot of time in Madison with the hamstring people so that they can kind of figure out that. So I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on Christian Watson, but at the same time, Packers aren't going to sit back and be like, well, you know, let's see if he can do it or not. They're going to have somebody ready in the wings just in case, because you have to, right?
That's
how the league is. So it's going to be a big year for Watson, I think.
It is. And I know they're examining that hamstring, doing everything they can to try to make that right. And I hope it works out for him.
But I do too, because I love Christian
Watson. I think Max would agree, though. Fifth round, you get a guy who, maybe the hands are this or that you can work with, but a big time speed guy, I think, is
Devontae Adams had concrete hands for the first 3 years of his career. So if anybody can overcome it, we've seen it happen. Now, as we wrap up here quickly, don't want to dismiss the fact that Keyshawn Nixon just signed that big contract. Good for him. I mean, you've got to have a return guy, and the league, let's face it, he's proved somebody that they can be a little scared of, because they don't want Keyshawn Nixon to get the ball in their hands. Plus, he can be pivotal in the backfield when they need it. I know a lot of people thought maybe they overpaid. I think you're going to pay Keyshawn Nixon to be your returner and to be a pivotal guy in the backfield if somebody goes down, right? I mean, that's what he brings to the team, plus special teamer as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money to pay just a purely kick returner. But this tells me, too, because the play he made against the Chiefs, Nixon yes. did the interception, over-the-shoulder catch, ran the route for the receiver.
Yep.
Maybe Halfley sees something and can work with something that we
sure.
don't.
Yeah,
so, because
absolutely.
Physically, I mean, well, who says Nixon doesn't have the physical tools and nobody?
Right. Oh, I totally agree
that.
With that. So,
and I did want to chuckle on this. It's kind of funny. I talked about LaFleur and his, you know, branches from his tree kind of through the league. Now he's been here this many years. You bring in Aaron Hill. You mentioned the new staff on the strength and mm-hmm. conditioning. Again, a new voice. No disparagement against those guys, but sometimes a different way of thinking, a new voice. You get from the Niners, Aaron Hill, who was yep. the assistant there. And, gee, how do you vouch for Aaron Hill? How do you know you're getting a straight word for him? How about the strength and conditioning coordinator for the Niners
right?
happened to be Matt LaFleur's wife's first cousin?
Yes, yes.
Could you give your cousin Dustin a call and see what he's thinking?
Not to mention,
I mean, I call my cousin Mike to get my car worked
right?
on. LaFleur
right.
has his wife call her first cousin to find a coordinator, strength
right?
coordinator.
And, you know, and Christian McCaffrey also helped with that, too, because Christian McCaffrey had his healthiest season under the 49ers strength and conditioning staff.
Remember Mr. Hamstring problem?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Who worked a lot one-on-one with the new strength and conditioning coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. So, kind of, you know, a couple double-edged sword there and a little bit of a two-way street. Now, as far as quickly as we wrap up here, going into draft, still free agency. I still think they need a little help in the safety room. They definitely need some help in the inside linebacker position. And I still think they're going to be looking for running backs. I think they pick that up in the draft. Safety, do you think they go pick up somebody else? There's still a lot of good safeties just sitting around out there right now.
Having the conversation. We went into the thing, Marcus and I, my partner in the afternoons, on the veteran free agents out there. Jordan Fuller's a guy who's got experience mm-hmm. With the Packers staff. He's still yep. sitting out there, I do believe. And I don't know how much money.
I thought he got signed, but I could
it
be wrong.
It would have had to
that.
Be just in the last. Geno Stone, I know, got signed pretty early on.
Yeah.
But the point being, I think where they're at now is they may add one more veteran safety. That could be, but they're going to draft the sidekick to Xavier McKinney from
yes.
day one.
Agreed.
And whether that happens at the 25th pick or a little bit later, five of those top 91 you've got. But here's the thing, too. I hear people griping and moaning about, well, this isn't a great safety class. Bad safety. Well, come on now. Wait a minute. Bad safety class? Because
right.
if there were three safeties that were top 15 caliber, top 10, and they were going to go that way, how does that help the Packers?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to reach and give up picks to go way, way up to try to get. They spent
right.
in free agency on a proven guy. 36th pick was McKinney.
Right.
I mean, there have been throughout NFL history great safeties. Darren Sharper. What was he, second
yeah.
rounder, third
yeah.
rounder out of William
no,
and Mary?
Agreed.
I mean, they'll get a talented Cooper DeJean if they get
yep.
him.
Yeah.
And that'll be the sidekick. So you're looking at a safety in the top five picks of theirs
yep.
for sure. A running back is going to come
yep.
up. At least one offensive lineman.
Yep.
Maybe two and an inside linebacker. I mean, that's kind of how I'm stacking it.
And I don't know if Goody's done in free agency. I think he's going to dabble, but he's obviously going to let the prices come way down. They made their splash with Jacobs and McKinney, as I totally agree with. But I think now he just kind of sits back, lets the market dictate, like he's very good at, like the Packers traditionally do. And you sign guys for a lower value who really just
Josie
want
to be Jewell,
on a team.
You know, they
yeah.
were looking at him interested, and I like the guy, the linebacker with Denver. He can run, and he can cover
yes.
a little bit. So it seems to me they're looking for a guy, a linebacker who can cover and who can run and who can play alongside.
You need an off the ball one, right?
You
like
got
you need
to.
An
They've
off the ball linebacker. Quay
yep.
is not that guy. Quay is your smash him up, hit him, get him down as fast as you can, but he's not an off the ball kind of guy.
Correct.
And so you're going to need somebody who's got that dimension to their game. Now, there's been some interest in Jerome Baker. I know that name has been floating around with the Green Bay Packers as far as the
linebacker. Now you're teasing me. Now you're just, this is like dessert on top of 10 desserts.
Right?
Come on.
But he's still, I mean, here's a guy that everybody thought would go early in the free agency. He's still floating around out there. Like he's
was
not,
he not a
he's
Dolphin?
Not I don't believe so. I think he's met with the Dolphins. But
no, was he with the Dolphins?
Oh, yes. I believe, yes, with the Dolphins, yes.
So he played for Joe Campanile, who's the
yeah,
new linebackers coach in Green
Bay.
That's
the other thing, too. Yeah.
And if he loves Campanile and the money's right, come on down.
Yep.
And people would love Jerome Baker, by the way. I mean, that's why I'm joking about you. You know, you're tugging at my heartstrings here, man.
No, he's a whole lot of fun. He'd be a great addition to the team. But it's going to be interesting. But there's still some holes to fill, and there's still a lot of really good free agents out there. So keep an eye on that, Packers fans. And then, of course, then you get into draft, and I think that's where Goody really plugs and plays, right?
I did want to mention real quick to interrupt Tyler Davis and Corey Ballantyne.
Love that.
You talk about two low-level picks under the radar. Ballantyne's a beast. I mean, he hits like a jackhammer back there. Love that guy. They won big games with him starting.
Yes.
And then Tyler Davis, Rich Bisaccia must have got tired of people calling him lefty because he said he lost his right hand when Davis got hurt. So they bring
like it.
And he looked like it. The team's got worse. So Davis, to add to that tight end room with Sims, who you keep.
Yeah.
You got four tight ends now. The two second-year guys, those tight ends. And Ballantyne, I mean, they're hitting all the right notes.
Right, and then, of course, we've gotten word that Jordan Love's new contract will probably be signed before training camp, which obviously they can juggle some stuff around, free up a little bit more money there, and stretch some things out because you know he's going to be there for the long term. That's the one thing, too, I will say, if you're watching these contracts right now, there's no kick the can right now. This team got done with kick the can. With the Rodgers stuff, they got done. They're going to have to deal with the Bakhtiari kick the can stuff. But everything is very front-loaded. It's like very right now, pay it up now and let's move on. There's
25 mil to McKinney in the first year.
Right. Yeah. And so they're not doing that kick the can down the road thing anymore. And I appreciate that because, well, that got him into a little bit of trouble where they were trying to go for that Super Bowl ring over and over with Rodgers at the helm. And which is why this year you saw him not do too much as far as upgrades at positions except in the draft. And now Goody's got a little bit more cash to play with. And the cap is just going to keep going up from here on out because of the NFL TV deal. So that helps out teams as well. But it's good stuff when you watch what's actually happening. They've cleared a lot of air. There's a lot of stuff that's gotten straightened out because of Rodgers, who might be VP, by the way. Did you hear?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Well, good luck. Good luck with that, Aaron. You know, he could never be a vice president. Unless he could maybe, you know, there might be impeachment. Well, how did that happen? Well, your VP gave you up.
he'd have to be the president because he's the smartest guy in the room. That's right. He doesn't sit idly back and just let other people tell him what to do.
The State of the Union address. Here's Vice President Aaron Rodgers.
That's right. I'm just glad it's a quiet off season and it's normal this time around for the Green Bay Packers.
You got that.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning. There was a lot to cover because there's been a lot going on with the Green Bay Packers since that last game. But we appreciate it. Our special edition here of Hanging with Havel on Max FM. We look forward to talking to you. I mean, just literally a few more months until we're talking regularly for another season. It's crazy.
And maybe a little pit stop around draft time afterwards.
Maybe.
We're talking about
Absolutely.
Cooper DeGene.
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll see how they do. Thank you so much.
Take care, Maddie. Appreciate
weekend.
You. Same
bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, a special edition of Hanging with Havel on Max FM.
It's time to save big during the SSM Health Davis Dewar Dean Eye Care Spring Sale. Whether you're shopping for playful, professional, or something in between, we offer endless combinations of frames and lenses to keep you seeing and living well. Our expert opticians are focused on you. Schedule now through March 30th and save 50% on frames. Visit ssmhealth.com/DDDsale for details and to find a location near you.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Having a large gathering or celebration you need catering to? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and no matter what you are doing or where you are holding your event, we can help. Let us design a menu sure to please everyone. We have chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, pizza, salad, dessert, and all the other sides to boot. Give us a call at 608-768-5555 or head to pizzaranch.com/catering for more information.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
Dirty Laundry, there is Don Henley. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Happy Friday. We're just a few short hours away from another weekend now. People Helping People in the middle of their Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser, and they need our help in raising monetary donations so that low-income families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties have all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. Whatever amount you're able to contribute, it goes a long way to making sure that a neighbor, a co-worker, a family in your kid's school has all the food that they absolutely need. There's a few different ways to get that donation to PHP if you're so inclined. You can mail it to them or put it in their office drop slot, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. You can also donate online just by going to phpofwisconsin.org. Now, the goal here is to raise between $3,000 and $5,000. And because you guys are so awesome, you've already raised just over $2,300 with a couple of weeks to go. Let's get PHP to the very top of their goal so that they can stock those food pantry shelves. You have until March 30th. Now, again, if you want more information about the Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser, if you want to check out some of the other programs that they have at People Helping People, or if you'd love to make that monetary donation online, just go to phpofwisconsin.org. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's a beautiful Friday, lots of sunshine, working our way to a high of 55. Things are going to change once we get into the weekend. More wind and some cooler temperatures, much cooler temperatures, let's say, by Sunday. We'll tell you more about that next on 99.7 Max FM.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells for two big shows.
Well, she was just 17.
It's the internationally acclaimed Beatles tribute, Liverpool Legends. For over 10 years, Liverpool Legends had their own theater in Branson, and now they're back in Wisconsin Dells on Friday, March 15th for a special lunch performance and Saturday, March 16th for a dinner show. They've played the Rose Bowl four times, performing to over 160,000 fans and in front of over 20,000 in Mexico City. They've even played Carnegie Hall in New York. Now's your time to see Liverpool Legends and relive the best of the Beatles, complete with multiple costume changes at the Legacy Dinner Theater. And coming Tuesday, March 19th, for one exclusive lunch performance, Ted Vigil returns with his tribute to John Denver. It's all at the Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. One more calm and sunny spring-like day today as high temperatures soar to the mid-50s. By tomorrow, we'll be battling a breezy wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Under partly sunny skies, this will take our highs of the low 50s and make them feel more like the 40s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 33 at our studios.
99.7 Max FM.
Well, I've been waiting.
90s, and more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7.
Max FM.
Big finish from the Stray Cats, Rock This Town, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We are getting ready to kick off yet another 50-minute music hour because we all know that great music gets us through a work day, and when it's a Friday, we just want to get through it as quick as we absolutely can. Coming up, Bonnie Tyler, also Dire Straits on the way, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts as well, the Backstreet Boys, Get Things Started next. Finn is also in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM. It's time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. The Baraboo High School Music Department is proudly presenting Sister Act the Musical at the Al Ringling Theater. This feel-good comedy is based on the 1992 film. There'll be three shows, Friday, March 15th at 7 p.m., Saturday the 16th also at 7, and then Sunday at 2 p.m. Again, it's Baraboo High School Music Department's Sister Act the Musical. For more details and ticket information, go to alringling.org. On Saturday, March 16th, the Sauk Prairie Middle School will be hosting its second annual Craft and Vendor Fair. Over 70 crafters and vendors will be showcasing their items. Both gyms and the cafeteria will have people selling items for all ages, and money earned from vendor fees and sales of concession will go towards field trips for middle schoolers. This will be on Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., located at the Sauk Prairie Middle School, 207 Maple Street in Sauk City. It is free admission, and again, over 70 crafters and vendors will be on hand. Check out Sauk Prairie Middle School's website for more details. And also on Saturday, March 16th, from 5 until 9 p.m., it's the Reedsburg St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl. A number of establishments will be participating in the event. You can check out Reedsburg Country Club's Facebook page for more details.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers, like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maximum hits.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now.